It's on Second Thought. I'm Kathy Lohr, filling in for Celeste Headlee. People from all over the world are in Washington, D.C. today, some protesting, as we will hear later, and others aiming to catch a glimpse of history. One of Trump's supporters is Greg Williams, a conservative radio talk show host based in Decatur, Georgia. He's a frequent guest on this show on our Friday Break Room segment. Williams told me this is the first presidential inauguration he'll see up close.
You know, the Republicans haven't been able to inaugurate a Republican president since 2004 when George W. Bush won re-election. So I feel like it's a historic event. I wasn't really politically involved as much as I am back then. And it's just my wife wants to go and her sister. So we're kind of making it a family event. We're really looking forward to being able to see some of the sites as well, because I just think it's going to be a historic time to welcome in a new president, and hopefully it's a peaceful transfer of power as we've had historically in this country.
So are you planning to stand out on the Mall and be there in attendance as the oath of office is taken?
We are playing it by ear. I will say that getting tickets for the events has been difficult. It hasn't been as organized. Again, this is the first time I've ever even attempted to get tickets, so I don't have a real baseline of comparison. But from what other people are saying, this is not the easiest way to find out if you have tickets to certain events. So,
how are you getting tickets?
I've requested them from different Republican groups, and there's so many different ticketed events, which is the problem. There's the parade, there's the entertainment, there's the ceremony, there's dozens of balls that are all spread out through the next 3 days and three nights, and it's hard to figure out which one is which. And in fact, a lot of us in Georgia, we've actually just decided we're going to rent out a room at an Irish pub on Thursday night and have a kind of a meet and greet for people from Georgia, and if anybody else wants to show up, and we're just going to skip some of the confusion and do our own thing.
Do you think that you will see a lot of protesters and that will hamper your experience?
You know, I believe in the First Amendment first and foremost in this country. So as long as they are civil, then I don't think, and in fact, I think it could actually enhance it. I am very dismayed by the myriad congressional Democrats that are threatening to boycott. I think that's a terrible example for them to be setting. I realize that some Republicans did skip some of Obama's inaugurations, but it certainly wasn't an en masse organized movement like what we're seeing. And I think that's actually adding fuel to the protest fire. So it is a little frustrating. I can see them wanting to protest maybe after the first year and skipping the State of the Union. But, you know, let Trump take office and maybe let's see if we can get some positive things pushed through.
But hasn't Donald Trump contributed to this atmosphere by continuing the tweets and the attacks on different?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. John, put it this way. John Lewis and Donald Trump, in my opinion, both were wrong, and we shouldn't be afraid to say so. I think that, in fact, I posted several items about Donald Trump's attack on the 5th District. I would welcome Donald Trump to come down and take a tour with us, and I think he would change his mind very quickly about the crime-infested, broken-down district that he described.
Can I ask, did you vote for Donald Trump?
Yes, I did. I voted for Marco Rubio in the primary and Donald Trump in the general election.
So do you think that this sort of contentious atmosphere that's been going on is going to continue throughout this inauguration and after? Or do you think that things are going to settle down?
No, I think it's going to continue. I think we're in for a lot of name calling and a lot of back and forth. And I wish that we could be more mature about it. But unfortunately, with Donald Trump using Twitter as his kind of arbiter for things, he is, I think we really need to try to control that aspect on the Republican side. And they need to be communicating with Democrats. With the number of these Democrats that are skipping the inauguration, I'm thinking that, you know, they're not going to be included in some of these negotiations, and they should be. But if they want to be included in the negotiations, I think they should be also including themselves in the inauguration.
That's Greg Williams. He's a conservative radio talk show host based in the Atlanta area. His show is called Greg's List. Thanks, Greg, for joining us.
Thank you, Kathy.